The genes to cognition program was conceived having made some two basic discoveries in neuroscience. One was that they're using genetic experiments that proteins assembled with neurotransmitter receptors are very important for the behavior and physiology of mice. And the second was that these sets of proteins comprise not just two or three, but many dozens of proteins, and some of those are important in human mental conditions. So we decided that we needed to study all of these proteins systematically in mice and in humans, in health and disease. Therefore, to do this, we needed to bring together a set of collaborators in a consortium originally built in the United Kingdom, in Edinburgh University, where I was working at the time, and more recently at the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute in Cambridge, as two major centres. But there's a number of other centres in the UK that bring together clinicians and basic scientists that cover all of the areas of research, and all of us are focused on studying those molecules in health and disease.